Hello, folks. I want to share with you today something special. Dare I say inclusive? The opinions of one of my good Chinese friends of many years, Chen Ho Li, who speaks nearly perfect English, has been a Chinese history teacher in the U.S. for over 30 years and has dual citizenship status. I wish I were able to do this in an interview-style episode, but for various technical reasons, I am not able to do that. But what I am able to do is give you his answers to my questions that I ran past him that he was more than happy to quite candidly share with me. So that is what I'm going to be sharing with you. Before I totally dive into this, here are a couple of things that I would like to make clear. First, I'm seeing that many of you are only listening to 1 or 2 minutes, which means you're basically getting nothing out of this. You could have the finest book in the world with the finest story or information in front of you, and if you only read 2 or 3 pages, close it and walk away, you're not getting very much. Every 10 or 15 minute episode I do takes me at least 3 or 4 hours each, and that's on a good day. So I would really appreciate it if you would, if you could just stick around to the halfway point. And if you find what I have to tell you so incredibly boring that you have to move on, fine. But if you would do me the courtesy of at least the halfway point, I feel that you would be doing the both of us a big favor. Second, I'm going to be talking about some very harsh but true life realities. So if you are a child, are very thin-skinned, or have a very woke and childlike worldview, this episode probably isn't for you, so perhaps you should return to the relative comfort and safety of the views and opinions expressed about this subject on the corporate-controlled 6 o'clock news. Of course, you won't learn anything, but then again, you won't be frightened by something said here that it upsets and or completely destabilizes your inane worldview. When I spoke to Chin, I was concise and direct, which is the way he likes it, and actually the way most Chinese people that I've known like it. They don't like meandering around. So I asked, as far as the current situation with Mexico is concerned, what would China do? Just 100% purely hypothetically. If those U.S. borders were China's borders, what would China do? Without hesitation, Chin responded, "The Chinese government would not have allowed things to get to this point, because any Mexicans who attempted to do this in the past would have been shot. So, as a consequence, they would know not to invade our borders." He went on to explain, "China is, always has been, and wants to continue to be, a homogeneous society. America, right now, on the other hand, is absolutely obsessed with being as inclusive and culturally fragmented society. And what China knows and has learned through observing other civilizations in history is that inclusivity is the internal wrecking ball of governments and societies. And China wants in no way to go the way of America. So for this reason, China views America as doomed. It's only a matter of time before social collapse. And the way things are going, like the fact that it refuses to use force to secure its borders, clearly demonstrates that it won't be that much longer." "Okay, Chin," I said, "but at least you have to agree that at what time America, and I'm talking about post-World War II America was pretty much sitting on top of the world, economically, technologically, and certainly militarily. And our society pretty much seemed to have it together too, including an educational system that was tops in the world. So today, with the only remaining part of that legacy being the military, what went wrong with the U.S.? From an educated Chinese perspective, when did things in America really start going wrong? Chin said to me, "Are you sure I can completely tell you what's on my mind and we'll still be friends? We've been friends a long time, Ernest, and I don't want to fuck this up." He was laughing. I said, no, Chin. I said laughing, I need to hear it, but more importantly, my audience needs to hear it. So just pretend we're all friends and adults in the room, okay? Don't hold back. So Chin continued. Back in the late 80s, early 90s, there was a saying about America that many people started using. He said something in Chinese that I sure as hell couldn't understand, but then he said it basically meant fat, lazy, and stupid. Overall, Overall, that was the time and the generation most Chinese my age began to really lose respect for Americans. There were other stupid things before that, but that was the really big deal of at least my generation. But in America, it seemed like it got started in the late 60s. Okay, Chin, fair enough. So let me ask you this. If China took over America and our southern border right this minute, what most likely would they do? I assume, unfortunately, there would be a lot of shooting or possibly killing. Am I right? Unfortunately, probably yes, he said. Why does this have to be that way? Isn't there any way around this? And he said, I don't think so. He said, you can think of it as painting yourself into a corner. If you say, purely hypothetically, America was occupied by China for the last 30 or 40 years, this current issue that you're having with Mexico would not exist. China would have placed a wall there many years ago. We're very good at building walls, you know. But I'm guessing they probably would have put something like, I don't know, machine gun placements high up every 50 or 100 yards, you know, and anyone that came too close would be shot. Simple as that. And if they did make it past that and were still captured, they would not have been given food and water and patched up and re-released over the border again. In addition to that, they simply couldn't get a job without a thorough background check, and any employer found to have illegally hired them would be subject to severe penalties, possibly execution, since that is basically an act of treason. Okay, so Chin, I get and believe in the concept that good fences make good neighbors, I responded. But the fact is, a large number of Americans simply don't understand this. What you're saying, the simple position of a nation and its people protecting themselves from a physical and cultural invasion, has been twisted into some kind of great immoral act that sounds absolutely barbaric and cruel to them. So what can you say, or, you know, what should I say, to try to make people understand where you're coming from? That is the biggest problem here, Chin. Tell me what to say to make Americans understand. That's what I'm asking you. The next thing he said really surprised me. You may not be able to do that, to make them understand, because certain powerful people don't want them to understand. They make huge profits off that cheap Mexican labor. I said, well, people would argue that America makes huge profits off of cheap Chinese labor as well. And he responded with, that's true, but China is not currently, nor has ever been, invading your country. It went on. Your government has become extremely feminized. Aristotle spoke of the dangers of a government that becomes feminized over 2,500 years ago. Aristotle said that masculine republics give way to feminine democracies, and feminine democracies give way to tyranny. And when a government cannot even control its borders, that's tyranny. What Americans don't seem to understand, he went on, is how bizarre it is that a country that is supposed to have the greatest military strength in the world cannot even control its borders by simple invading citizens. The average Chinese who knows about this, and I'm going to be very blunt, the U.S. looks stupid and weak, and no people or government which is strong respects that. If you talk to the average Chinese or another Asian person for that matter, what they would think is so stupid is how the U.S. government is taking something so simple, then making it so complex when it doesn't need to be. If you would have had a policy years ago, again, this is him talking, shoot to kill invaders, you very quickly would begin to have very few invaders. But you treat them like lost puppy dogs, like children. You feed them and you water them, and then they keep coming back, and their gangs will also tear apart your nation. Yet you do not seem to care, so you will deserve everything bad that happens to you. I'm not meaning this or saying this in a mean or spiteful way, Ernest. I'm simply saying that is what is going to happen. The other thing, Ernest, since you said that was a purely hypothetical situation, is if this were the Chinese government here in charge of controlling the southern borders, some amount of limited military action, such as airstrikes, might be necessary to convince the Mexican government, by whatever means necessary, to actually control its citizens from heading north to cross and invading the U.S. If you think what I'm proposing sounds terrible against the Mexican invaders, Ernest, it is. It's supposed to be. But that is what is going to be necessary to correct this situation, which the U.S. government has allowed to become so out of hand in the first place. He goes on, another way to look at the Mexican invaders is as resource thieves. They overwhelm the public schools, food, energy, and housing, not to mention crime and the drug cartels that you have today, and it's only going to get worse. There is an old Chinese saying, Ernest, if you catch a thief robbing your home, you punish him. You do not invite him to dinner. Well, damn, Chin. I think you should just name you Mr. Sunshine. Chin's laughing. You see, he really perked up at this moment. You see, I told you, Ernest, you would really be mad at me if I told you what you needed to hear. And I said, no, Chin, that's fine. I told him I much more appreciate that you told me what I needed to hear and not what I wanted to hear. That's the notes of the conversation. So what do you think? Did you think that Chin was basically speaking the truth, or do you have a completely different take? Please reach out and let me know. I hope at least you found this interesting. Until next Monday or Friday, folks, this is Ernest wishing you peace and good things.